The conviction would mean mandatory life in prison. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. For the man now charged with killing seven people at the Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago Monday.
Seven charges of first-degree murder became official for Bobby Eugene Cremo III. The state's attorney of Lake County says with a conviction that will mean life without the possibility of parole. The death penalty is not an option in Illinois. Police say they had run-ins with Cremo back in 2019, once when he threatened to kill himself, another time when he threatened to kill his family members. Police took his knives away at the time, but state police say later that year he was able to apply for his firearm owner identification card and did not trigger the red flag laws in Illinois. At the time of the massacre, he owned five guns.
Fox's Mike Tobin reports the alleged shooter dressed as a woman and wrapped the weapon in a blanket to avoid detection. Vice President Kamala Harris visited Highland Park on Tuesday, calling for more restrictions on firearms.
We got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what, and in particular assault weapons. And we got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Earlier, the vice president told a National Education Association conference in Chicago that teachers shouldn't be told that lives could be saved if they carried a gun. The Fifth Circuit Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans will hear arguments in the morning on DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that has shielded from deportation people who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. A Texas federal judge last year ruled the program adopted during the Obama administration is illegal. The last surviving member of the Band of Brothers has died. Bradford Freeman was a member of Easy Company of the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He jumped into Normandy, France on D-Day, later fought in Germany and Austria. Bradford Freeman is 97. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A would-be workplace shooting averted in Texas.
Prosecutors are charging Rodolfo Aceves with terroristic threats causing public fear in San Antonio. Police say several people who worked with him reported hearing him detail plans to commit a mass shooting at an Amazon delivery center. Detectives looking into the case say they discovered information leading them to interpret his comments as a legitimate potential mass shooting threat. Police say they detained him and seized an assault-style rifle from his home. The father of the suspect is reported to have said his son struggles with mental illness. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A growing number of defendants in the incursion at the U.S. Capitol last year are pushing to get their trials moved out of Washington, claiming they can't get a fair trial in D.C. because so many residents have personal connections to the government. Defense attorneys say the House January 6th committee's public hearings have only made the problem worse. Judges so far consistently rejecting the requests for changes of venue. Another Northern California wildfire triggering evacuations. That fire started on the 4th in a recreation area in the Sierra Nevadas. It's tripled in size since. A missing piece of history has been recovered.
A letter dated July 21st, 1780, from founding father Alexander Hamilton, a French aristocrat, Marquis de Lafayette, is once again being featured to the public. This letter, once thought stolen from the state archives, was caught up in a court battle, but has now been returned to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It is of particular interest because of the popularity of the Broadway musical Hamilton, which is all about our first Treasury Secretary.
All right, do you write like you're running out of time? Right day and night like you're running out of time.
The letter is a warning from Hamilton to de Lafayette that there was a British threat to French forces in Rhode Island. Is now displayed at the Commonwealth Museum's July 4th exhibit. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.